Good morning. It's really lovely to be with you this morning. We're going to begin with a wee bit of movement because you didn't get enough welly. Then here we go. So my first question to you is, who doesn't like steak pie? And I would like you to put your hand up if you don't like steak pie. Nobody. Okay. Or is nobody admitting to it? There's no one that doesn't like steak pie. Wow, that was, this has failed. No, no. Okay, question number two, seeing as everyone loves steak pie. Who doesn't like chocolate? No, it's either you like chocolate or you don't like chocolate. Everyone likes chocolate. Okay, this is a real struggle today. Who doesn't like Haribo? Yes, we're onto something now, okay. Right, so if you've put your hand up there, I'd like you to stand up. Okay, everyone else look at them. Take a really good look at them. Okay, yeah, so who said that? Yeah, those weird people, okay. How does it feel to be standing up at the moment? You feel a wee bit awkward? Ashamed. Okay, well, these are some. Okay, good, thanks. The team are grouping together. That's good. Okay, looking on at them, you Haribo lovers. What do you think of these people standing up? Disgusting. What's that? Do you know how they're made? Okay. Oh, so you want to? Do you want to advocate for the people who don't like Haribo? That's okay. Let's give us a wee lesson, please, to everyone else. Give us a wee lesson. Come on, you've put yourself up there. Is it? You tell everyone else why they shouldn't be eating Haribo.
I can't. I'm too shy.
But there's something in it for you, isn't there? There's something that was there within you that wanted to say something really quite extreme, like, do you know how they are made? Wow. Okay. And Google it. Okay. Anyone else looking on at these people? They've started to get a wee bit angry. As you look on at them, is there any other emotions that are coming out for you? Yeah? They're shallow. Wow. Okay. Oh, shallow, fussy eaters. Okay. Oh, they've got good teeth. Oh, are we positive in there? Okay, right, okay. Okay, yeah, Linda. Linda's got something that she would like to say. Oh. We've gone profound, guys. We've gone profound. Okay. We can just stare at them a wee bit more. Yeah, just look at them. Mark them. Have a wee conversation after it. Okay, you can sit down. Okay, today we're going to be looking at the story. Oh, I mean, there's some arguments going up at the back. Bring it in. I said after the service. Today we're going to be looking at the story of Jonah and about judgment and about keeping the main thing and what it means to recognize that sometimes we don't really remember who we are. And I want us to begin by looking at a video. It's 9 minutes long. I thought about, you know, is that really, that's taken up quite a big chunk of time, but what's in this video says it far better than me, and it's just a wee synopsis of the story of Jonah. So if we can get that up on the screen, really good. I thought about, you know, could I just like take some of the points from that and make it into a sermon, but there's something about that that's just utterly beautiful. So I had to, the selfish part within me that's like, oh, I need to be up here and to speak something to you. Sometimes something like that is actually so much more beautiful. So let's just pray, and then I'll add a few points onto this. Father God, we thank you for this story of Jonah, and we thank you so much about what it tells us about ourselves. And Lord, as we have watched that video and as I offer some other insights, may our hearts be receptive to you. Allow us to remember who we are and where we have come from. And allow us to know that you are the God who is in control of everything. We ask all these things in your beautiful name. Amen. Amen. So there is this man by the name of Malcolm Gladwell, and he writes books and also has podcasts. And one of his podcasts was on remembering. And it was a two-part series, and I really encourage you to have a wee look at that if you ever get the chance. But in this podcast, he talks about our memory and about something called a flashbulb moment. And a flashbulb moment is a moment in someone's life where something happens and everyone has the opportunity to remember it. So a time like when there was Diana died, a lot of us, when I say those words, will remember where you were. And some of you will remember exactly where you were when the Twin Towers came down. There are these moments, these flashbulb moments in our lives where we remember something. Now, there's been studies done on people that have had these moments, and it's really interesting what happens. So we have the opportunity, when a flashbulb moment's, to recall that moment the next day. And we have all this information of what happened to me, where I was exactly, all the things were written down. And then a couple of weeks later, we go back to that moment and we remember it again and we write down what it says. And then a year later, we go back to it and we write down what happened on that day. And then maybe 10 years later, we go back to it and write at it a next time. By the 10-year mark, less than half the information that we had on that first the day after it had happened is actually in what we remember 10 years later. Our memory is this funny thing. We don't really get it right. We think that we remember something, but then actually we don't really remember all that actually happened. I had this moment last week where a friend of mine had been on a holiday to Nepal. And I'd been to Nepal in my 6th year of school, and I'd gone with my dad. And on that trip, I did a flight from Kathmandu, which is the capital, to a place called Pokhara. Now, on that flight, you can see these beautiful mountains. And as I got onto the flight, I was instructed that I need to get onto that flight. I need to go to the left-hand side as you go on, because that's where you get to see the mountains. In my head, I saw Everest on that flight. And I was so convinced that I saw Everest. So I said to my friend when she was going, I was like, make sure that you, when you get on that flight to go there, you get on the left-hand side, you go to the window, try and get up the back because then the wing won't be in the way and you'll be able to maybe see Everest. Turns out you can't see Everest on that flight. It's the Annapurna Range. And I had convinced myself that I had seen Everest. Like, in my mind's eye, to this day, right now, I'm like, I saw Everest. It was the Annapurna Range. To go and see Everest, you actually have to go the opposite direction to be able to see it. Our memories are funny things. We think that we remember how things were, but we don't. And the story of Jonah is a situation where there is this prophet, this man, who has come from this people group, the Hebrews, as he says to the people on the boat, I am a Hebrew. And he has this lineage, and he thinks that he knows who he is. And that it's okay because I've got my God, and my God is going to be able to do the things for me. So don't worry about it. But he didn't remember who he was. He didn't remember that there is this past where he had come from a place where the Israelites were a people group who were oppressed and in injustice, and that they came into a place where they could be the people group who were to be the light of the world. He hadn't remembered that. He hadn't remembered who he was. And so God calls Jonah to be this person who goes to the people that are his enemy, the people that he doesn't like, and to go and tell them about this God and that they have to repent. He didn't remember that he was a person who also had to repent. He was the person that also had to turn away from his life in order to go the way of God. And so he comes to this group and he gets to this place where he is telling them what God wants them to tell, but he doesn't really want to tell them. He doesn't really want them to know it because they're the enemy. They're the people who have got it wrong. And he sits there and he tells them this, but what he is like is, I'm really angry that God is chummy with the enemy, that God perhaps also loves them, because I'm part of the group, I'm part of the team, I'm part of the people who like Haribo. And I'm the people that can say to that other group, you're shallow. Oh, harsh. And then the other group are like, well, no. I'm the person that knows that if you eat Haribo, do you know what you're eating? And so we have these two groups of people who are in different opinions on different things. And one says, actually, okay, I get it. Kids and adults love it so, the happy world of Haribo. You know, actually Haribo's okay, and I'll come on, and I'll be part of it. Because when we get to a situation where we have one group who thinks one way and another group that thinks another way, then we have this conflict. But in this situation, what God is saying, what God wants of Jonah is to recognize that actually the love of God is for everyone. The love of God is for everyone, and everyone has this opportunity to be in a relationship with him, to know him, and to understand that he can guide our ways. But when you've been part of the group for so long, and that you have your God and he is your God, then say, well, why would I want other people with their other ways, with the other things that they have within their life, why would I want them to be part of this? Because they don't think the same way as I think. They have these differences. But this story is saying, actually, to be part of God's family, to be part of who God is, that we need to be people who go out to the people who are not part of our team. But we like our team. We like the things that we do. We like the ways that we are. We don't want things to disrupt. But this story is bigger than just this little story. It tells us of something much bigger, of a bigger trajectory of who God is and what he wants for us. This story in itself encapsulates something far bigger. We hear in Matthew when the Pharisees come to Jesus and they say, can you give us a sign? And he says to them, I'm not going to give you a sign. The only sign that I will give you is the sign of Jonah. And he says this because the story of Jonah is the story of every single one of us. The story of Jonah is about us going down and getting eaten by the fish. Because that's what Jesus did for us on the cross. He went to die for us. And we need to examine ourselves and remember where we came from. Because each and every single one of us is the person who was far from God. And as he vomits us out, we are turned into a new person. But in being a new person, we have to recognize that actually we also have to be the people who bring others along with us. Our church and our society at large is full of judgment. And we see in James this little story of these people coming into the church, and there's a rich person that comes to the church, and the rich person comes and he's brought to the front of the church. And then a poor person comes and they are ushered to the back. But what we are part of, and what the story of Jonah tells us, is that we are part of this upside down kingdom. And the upside down kingdom isn't about doing the things of this world, isn't being the person who judges each other on face value, whether you like Haribo or not. But it's on this common bond that we are all from a place where we have got it wrong. We're all from a place where things aren't the way they are supposed to, and we are all on a journey towards who God is and what he has made us to be. When we see someone who is like us, and perhaps Jonah saw in the people his enemy something of who he was. He was angry. And he was angry because he saw a little bit of him in them. And I wonder what would happen if someone who was homeless came into this church. Or I wonder if someone who was from a different country came into this church. And I wonder if someone who was rich came into this church, but actually once you started to understand a wee bit of their story, recognized that that rich person actually has got a lot of problems going on for himself. You see, we look at people and we judge them on face value, but there's always a story behind the story. There's always something else going on for that person. When someone reacts to you in an angry way, we have to ask what's also going on for that person. Why are they provoked in that way? Because there's always a story behind the story. There's always things going on in people's lives. And no matter how they come through the door of our church, we need to be people who welcome them. Because the upside down kingdom is a kingdom where everyone is welcome, despite who they have been. The trajectory of the upside down kingdom is what they can be and what they will be because of what Jesus did on the cross for them. The story of Jonah is this beautiful story that tells us about who we are. And it says, before we start making judgments on others, let's look at ourselves. Let's look at what is within me. Let us remember who we are, because we forget who we are. We forget where we've come from. We forget the things that we have done to help us along the way. And we look at others and we say, oh, why aren't they doing what I am doing? Why aren't they like me? But what God calls us, each and every one, is to find God in others, to find who he is, and to bring that to life. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you so much for the story of Jonah, and we thank you for what it tells us about ourselves. And Lord, in this silence, we just remember what you have done for us. And in the silence, we also think of what we have done to others. And as we turn to your love. And we turn to your grace and your mercy. May we know your love. And may we show that love to others with deep joy and deep peace. Because you are the God who ran after us and brought us back. And we're so thankful. Grace and peace to you all. Amen.